On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena Fabian, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well. I'm very well, and I need some movie recommendations because I have maxed out all of the episodes of Friends on Netflix.
Okay, well, I'd just like to say that I will review a film for you, but I would not necessarily... Look, the film I'm talking about today is a good one, but...
Okay.
That's not the criteria for reviewing a film.
No, this is very true. This is very true.
I will just as happily talk about a film that's not good.
Well, to be honest, we also like to hear that as well.
Yeah.
Hey, so what are we talking about today?
Well, the film I want to talk about today, it's a new Netflix original that came out about a week ago called Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. Oh. Have you watched it yet?
No, but I am so keen to see this.
Is this the Will Ferrell one? Or am I confused?
Yeah, Will Ferrell, yes.
Sorry, not Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. Mm. And it's directed by David Dobkin, who directed Wedding Crashers and a few other good comedies.
Nice.
And this was due to come out with this year's Eurovision Song Contest, which got cancelled.
Funnily enough.
It's highly aligned with the Eurovision Song Contest in that they've got all the branding and there's a whole lot of cameos from people involved in that.
Got actual Graham Norton in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, playing himself.
Playing Graham Norton.
For some reason, yep. I had in my mind this was a TV series, strangely, but it's not. It's
nah,
a movie.
It's a feature film.
Mm.
No, yeah. And so it's kind of, you know, filling the gap to a certain extent of that thing that's not happening this year, like a lot of things.
For people who don't know what the Eurovision Song Contest is, can you fill us in, Fabian? What's the deal with it?
I don't know what it is.
To be honest, I don't know if it knows what it is exactly.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, I mean, at a glance, it's not a million miles away from American Idol or things like that. And it's each European country submits, you know, people. It's where ABBA got their big break and a few other legitimate acts. And do you remember Lordi a few years ago? I think they were the last ones to really break out. They were this Finnish sort of pop metal band.
Oh my god!
Dressed up as zombies.
Oh yes, I do remember this. They had like lots of facial prosthetics and stuff going on.
Yeah,
a lot of sort of armor and things.
Yeah, it could have been the Wiggles for all we know. we never saw them without their masks on.
Got you.
But it's sort of famous for being quite cheesy.
Yeah.
And embodying some of those kind of, like, I'm just going to say it, Euro trash qualities of just sort of overt pop nightmarishness.
Yeah, it's got lots of sort of campy glamour to it.
That's a good way of putting it, definitely. So the film, sometimes a film is exactly what you think it's going to be, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And that's the case here.
Ah, yes.
Will Ferrell... He's kind of just a warm hug at a certain point of an actor. He sort of has the enthusiasm of a guileless 5-year-old, and that's in play here. Him and Rachel McAdams play these two Icelandic friends. He's only supposed to be like a year or two older than her, which is kind of ridiculous because he looks like he could be a grandfather.
Yeah.
But they grow up obsessed with the Eurovision Song Contest, and Will Ferrell's father is played by Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
In a great kind of like, wow, Pierce Brosnan can really be funny kind of renaissance performance.
Does Pierce Brosnan sing in this? I want to know if this is like Mamma Mia styles kind of Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan does not sing in this.
Damn.
But I think he will make the heart of every woman who watches this sing.
Oh, la la.
He's got a very kind of like sexy granddad quality going on.
Nice knitted jerseys kind of situation.
Totally.
Did they make this film obviously a while ago, but it just so happened that it fulfilled a need for Eurovision that people didn't have this year?
It was supposed to be released at the same time Eurovision happened.
Right.
So it was it ended up sort of replacing Eurovision to a certain extent. There's a whole lot of cameos in it. It's got some really hilarious songs. It's too long, but I smiled throughout this
how
film.
Long are we talk- and how long are we talking?
It's just over 2 hours.
That is quite long.
It's got the possibly the best ever usage of Sigur Rós music movie, which is expected because it's set in Iceland.
Yeah.
And there's that uplifting song they did that's been used in about 100 movies, but really nice usage of it here. I really loved that, and you kind of can see it coming, but it's great. And yeah, it's silly and wonderful.
I am very keen to see this. It gives me big Blades of Glory kind of vibes.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Ferrell has kind of made this movie possibly a dozen times by this point.
Who really cares? It's kind of what you want to see. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had a lot of fun watching it, and there's some Dan Stevens, who was Matthew Crawley in Downton Abbey. Do you know Dan Stevens?
Yes, I do. I unfortunately have to admit that I did have a Downton Abbey phase for the first season. I got really sucked into it, and then I quite quickly got over it as well. But
why is it unfortunate? Are you embarrassed by liking that?
Oh, it's a terrible show. It's so bad. I can't watch it now. I tried to rewatch it for the nostalgia purposes, and I was like, nah, this is not the goods.
My mum loved it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Downton Abbey?
Okay, I loved it when I was 17. I'll put that out there, but I don't know if I love it now.
I've never watched it.
I haven't watched the last few seasons, but I don't think there's any shame.
I think it did jump the shark quite quickly.
I think it had quite a large following. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any shame. I think there
the
was
movie
a lot of
made a
out
lot
there.
Of money.
There was a movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
My grandma's book club went to see it. They had a great time.
Yeah, that was like the Avengers for people who drink tea.
Yeah, excellent.
Someone's texted in about this film saying it was a brilliant movie and they watched it last night.
Excellent, I'm glad to hear that. Maybe that's my Friday night watch. I'm feeling like a chill Friday tonight. Maybe I will sit down and watch. What is the name of this film again, Fabian?
Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga.
Fire Saga. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, anyway. Rachel McAdams. I like the sound of it. Thank you so much, Fabian. I'm looking forward
awesome.
To watching
Cheers.
That. We'll talk to you again next week, maybe about some film fest stuff. Who knows?
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. See you then.
Have a good one. See you later.
You too.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.